Carol, you are clearly a beautiful woman in a beautiful industry, and you have built an industry all of your own over these years. You'll be celebrating 30 years in quilting with an exhibit at the National Quilt Museum. I'd like to sort of start at the beginning. You've obviously traveled and worked like crazy.
I moved to Paducah under the Artist Relocation Program in 2005. I am originally from Elgin, Illinois, Northern Illinois, Chicago area.
Growing up in Elgin, were you a sewer from the get-go?
I was always an artist. I always made things with my hands, and my mother was a sewer and crocheter, so I learned to sew clothing as a very young girl. I think I started sewing when I was about 10, but no one in my family made quilts, so quilting was something I came to in my mid-30s after trying almost everything else.
It must have been a splendid discovery for you. It seems that it is a real way for you to communicate a color and form and beauty.
Yeah, it really is. I was a painter, and I did embroidery and knitting, and when I put all of my skills together in quilting, I discovered my heart, and I discovered the medium that was the most expressive for me. And no one warned me that it was addictive.
How many quilts have you made over your lifetime so far?
I'm not much of a counter, so.
It seems crass, but I mean, your output and your energy
hundreds,
is hundreds. Yes.
But I've never actually counted how many I've made. As you mentioned, I've been making quilts since 1983, and I actually made a few traditional quilts in the late 70s. And early 80s before I actually discovered using quilts as an art medium.
My goodness. So you come to Paducah in 2005 and you build a veritable castle of quilting. How did your bed and breakfast workshop and studio concept come about?
Well, I guess I sort of fantasized for a long time when I was traveling all over the world teaching of being able to invite people into my home and having workshops in my own studio, you know, rather than me hauling my stuff all over the world. And one of the places where I taught every year was Paducah, not only for the big quilt show in the spring, but also in the week-long workshops at the National Quilt Museum. So when I heard about the Artist Relocation Program, my husband and I had both left corporate life at that time, and we decided to drive down here 4th of July weekend in 2004 and just take a look at what was available. And it was the perfect fit for both of us. He wanted to live out in the country, and we found a 500-acre farm in Lyon County that was perfect for him. And I absolutely loved the Lower Town arts community concept, and I wanted to be part of a community of creative people. It was just the perfect fit.
So can you, in a nutshell, describe what you built? It's really something.
Well, it's an 8,000-square-foot building that houses, the Artist Relocation Program required that you build one building that housed your home and your working studio and any retail business that you were going to have. And so I have a little shop, and I really started in the retail business because my students couldn't always get the materials they needed for the workshops I was teaching. So I started an internet store in 1997, and I continued that and opened a little shop in my building in Paducah, and then I wanted to have a dedicated classroom so I didn't have to move all of my own stuff out of my studio in order to have classes. So I have a 900-square-foot room that is gallery and community meeting room and classroom, and then a wet studio on the first floor. And then I also have a very large kitchen that seats 20 to 30 people and a great room on the first floor. On the second floor, I have my private working studio, and I got to build the studio of my dreams. I was really lucky in that respect. and also a three-bedroom home. And my two guest rooms I set up really as the kind of room that I would like to stay in when I'm away from home with all the conveniences. When I had students here or when quilters were coming to visit Paducah, I had what I called a B and C. I didn't cook breakfast, so it was just bed and coffee.
You are opening this exhibit. Tell me what the quilts represent in this particular show.
These are all new works, although six of my quilts are in the collection of the National Quilt Museum, and actually one of them is the very first art quilt that I made in 1983. And so the curator at the museum, Judy Schwender, is going to be hanging, I believe, all of the quilts, all the six quilts that are part of the permanent collection of the museum, along with the 30 brand new quilts that I made specifically for this exhibit to celebrate 30 years of quilt making. So the quilts in the show are all 30 inches square. I have worked in a lot of different styles in the 30 years that I've been making art quilts, and I'm revisiting some of the older themes and also making new work that's very much in the style in which I have been working more recently. And the 30-inch size kind of pulls the whole exhibit together visually, even though the styles may be different.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you became a force in the quilting world. Tell me how you began to teach internationally.
It just sort of evolved. The first quilt that I made as an art quilt, I entered in a national competition, and it won a third place award. And I always say, I guess there's nothing like a little success to grease the wheels of ambition. But I continued entering national and international shows and winning awards, and the next thing to happen was that people started asking me if I taught workshops or gave lectures, which had really never occurred to me as an option, but it seems to be very much a part of the whole quilting subculture. You go to the national shows, there are almost always workshops in conjunction with them. I started out just doing lectures, but very shortly after that, it seemed foolish to fly all the way to California to do one lecture and then fly back. And so one of my friends talked me into teaching a workshop. Much to my great surprise, I loved teaching and was pretty good at it. So that kind of launched my career, and before I knew it, I was on the national teaching circuit.
I gather international as well.
Well, yeah, I've taught in, something like 11 countries on five continents. I have traveled a lot with my teaching, and it's been a very interesting life, and I certainly enjoyed all the international contacts and traveling all over the United States. At the same time, after many years of it, you sort of get tired of being on the road all of the time, especially when you have to haul a lot of stuff around with you.
Sure.
And so, you know, my thinking was I'd love to have all of these people come here to Paducah or, you know, wherever I was. When I started thinking about that, I was still in the Chicago area, but, you know, Paducah ended up being the ideal place because it's a place that most quilters in the world know about and know how to get to, even though it's not that easy to get to. Actually, my first three students were master quilters from Japan who came all the way from Tokyo just to take my class here at my studio in Paducah.
That must be very fulfilling. You've fallen in love a second time and you're leaving Paducah, I understand.
Well, yes, I am, and it's very bittersweet. Shortly after I finished my studio in 2005, my first husband died very suddenly. So I was alone for 5 years and had a wonderful life here and was very happy with all of my friends and my lifestyle and all the cultural opportunities. But I sort of got tired of sitting alone watching TV at 9 o'clock at night eating leftovers, and I decided that I would like to have someone in my life, and I was fortunate enough to meet a brilliant scientist from Port Townsend, Washington, which is about as far away as you can get, and we absolutely were the perfect match. We fell in love and decided to split our time between our two places because neither of us wanted to relocate. And we've done that for a couple of years. January of this year, we got married in a very small private ceremony at the National Quilt Museum.
Oh, how lovely.
Months later, the last day of Quilt Week in April, we had our wedding reception and invited 250 people while all of our quilting friends were in town.
Nice.
It's just gotten difficult to live in two places with all of the supplies and equipment that I need for doing my work. And we were lucky enough this summer to find a home that has plenty of studio space in Port Townsend, Washington. It's a beautiful place, and it has a lot of the same things that we love about Paducah. So I'm very sad to be leaving Paducah, but I feel like the luckiest person in the world to have found a wonderful man to spend the rest of my life with.
Well, Carol, thank you very much for speaking with me. Congratulations on the industry that you have displayed over your career. It's really laudable.
Well, thank you very much.